This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESV Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Here's Cam Snodgrass and Ryan Mackey with all the action. Let's go, Owls.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I'm Cam Snodgrass, joined by my partner in crime, my man, Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm good, buddy. It's a little warm up here in the booth right now, though. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little warm, but getting ready for some football on a beautiful night here down in Brockway, and their homecoming, apparently.
It is their homecoming, and it is a beautiful night for football. It's kind of warm today. I think we got warm weather ahead of us this weekend. Hopefully we do get the... When you get further into the season, it gets chilly at nighttime, so hopefully we get a little bit of that chill up here in the booth.
Well, see, I wore a hoodie expecting the fall chill to be had.
I have sweat coming from my nether regions right now. That's how warm it is. So we're here. The Owls are visiting the Brockway Rovers. Brockway, who is 4-2 on the year, led by head coach Jacob Heigl. And they have a pretty phenomenal quarterback. We got to watch him play last year as a sophomore. His name's Aiden Patton.
Yes, sir.
Pretty solid team. I think they have two losses, which was to Central Clarion. And who was the other one that you brought up?
Punxsutawney.
They were shut out in both of those games. But their other four games, they were pretty good. And they did knock off Keystone, who has quarterback Dom Corsetti, who widely regarded as District 9's best quarterback. They were able to knock them off. And we... Unfortunately, we're on the other end of it. We are 1-5 coming off a blowout loss to Red Bank Valley last week during our homecoming. So, yeah, I think a lot of things have to change here pretty quickly to turn your fortune, because this is another team that is playing their best football, and we are not playing our best football, especially with the injury to Lucas Wallace.
Yeah, no, Lucas is a big loss. I believe he broke his collarbone last week. Towards the end of the game, and he was playing great at middle. I thought he was playing great at middle linebacker for how young he is. I thought he was a really big part of the defense. So that's a big loss for their defense, but Bradford's got to have the next man up mentality. So we'll see who they put out there. It looks to me like they are going to be moving some defensive parts around, getting some maybe possibly a whole different formation for them. But Tommy, Matt Casper, and Caden Keyshore, unless those are linebackers, so those guys are going to have to step up and replace Lucas, because I thought he was playing really well the last couple weeks.
He has been, especially on the defensive end of the ball. He's been getting a lot of sacks, tackles in the backfield. He's been kind of doing it all.
And playing with a lot more confidence, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot more confidence. And then it just is unfortunate, because you finally get that chance to go win a quarterback with the first-team offense in your first play in, that you do break your fracture, your collarbone. I know it was a collarbone injury, and he's out for the season. It's just unfortunate, but what I want to do is I want to go to a break, Ryan, because I know that we have a lot to get to here in this pregame. So I want to go for a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about keys to the game, our starting lineup, national anthem, all that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, and we are live here at Brockway at Varsity Field. And Ryan, you have a little segment that you wanted to bring up, so by all means, sir, the floor is yours.
Oh, just a little tidbit for everybody listening. I kind of did like a little coach's corner because I was interested in who the coach for Brockway was. Haven't really looked into too deep into who our opposing coaches are, like Jeff Puglio and where he's at with his stint here at Bradford High and where Brockway's coach is through his tenure here. But these are two coaches coming into this game that are two very different levels of their head coaching careers. For Brockway, Coach Jake Heigl, as you mentioned, he's just now truly getting into his coaching career. His philosophies and culture are now fully ingrained into this program. He's a former Brockway player, graduated from DCC as part of like their co-op program. DCC doesn't have a football team. He's allowed to come and play football here, but graduates from DCC quite a few years ago. But played offensive line at Clarion University, took over here in 2020, and currently is on a three straight season streak of 7-plus wins. First 2 years, a little rough, but he's really – like I said, as his philosophies have taken over, his culture has taken over, he's now got three straight seven plus win seasons. Right. Sorry. He's got a 38-22 record overall and only one season with a negative point differential. Oh, wow. Which, so even with his two losing seasons that he had to start his coaching career, he's only had one season where he's been getting outscored. Right. He's got a positive 344 point differential for his career so far. And I think that's huge to have such a quick turnaround. I know they have a lot of really good athletes down here, but obviously shows they progress every year. They've gotten better every year, made playoffs the last couple years, and they're a very good, solid team. For Bradford, on the other hand, Coach Jeff Puglio is now in his 17th season at the helm after taking over in 2009, and he's seen just about every level of success that you can expect as a head coach short of winning a state title. He's had some really, really solid years, especially 2009, 2010, plus 2017, 2018, where they had quite a few wins, but he's also suffered through some really struggling stretches as well, most notably going through a 1-35 stretch starting in 2019, ending in 2022. The record for him at Bradford is 51-112 as the Owls head coach, being outscored by just under 2,800 points during his tenure, including a negative 175 point differential this season.
Okay.
So he continues to try and find his success from years past. Last season above 500 was a 2018 season, and at 1-5 currently, Bradford's locked up their seventh straight season below 500. So these are two guys, two programs that are at two different ends of the spectrum right now, but I think Bradford has the athletes to compete. I think we just need to utilize them in the proper ways.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with the analysis. I mean, the numbers don't lie at the end of the day. And hopefully that's something that can be turned around in the future. We'd like to see the Owls back to that prominent team, the team that was feared in District 9. Because back growing up, no one wanted to play Bradford.
Yeah, no, it's very rare that you were looking forward to coming up to the Parkway Field and playing Bradford High. And now it seems like we're everybody's homecoming game or everybody's senior night game, trying to get us on the schedule. And it shouldn't be like that. And I don't fault of kids or anything like that. And I'm not even trying to downplay Coach Pulio either, but just I'm a numbers guy, and numbers are numbers.
Yeah, that, I just and it, to turn the program around, I think you need a signature win.
Yeah.
And I think, like, this is an opportunity to do it. Like, you beat a team that no one's expecting you to do, but you got to beat them. But it looks like we are getting ready for the national anthem, so we are going to break, and then we will be right back with the rest of our pregame. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
A pretty good receiver too. I didn't catch his first name, but the last name is Weir, and then
Colin Weir. That's their running back.
Oh, that's a running back. And there's Daughtry, senior, and then Kale. It looks like that's his three favorite targets.
Yep, Caleb Daughtry, Cole Sr., and Colton Kale are the three main guys to watch out for Bradford. But if I had to pick three keys to the game for Bradford, it's pretty simple. You got to establish the run early, with the passing game being really limited the last couple of games. Bradford really needs Logan Kohler and Tommy Landon to get downhill, chew up some yards, and keep the offense on the schedule, keep that potent offense for Brockway off the field. Defensively, they need to limit explosive plays. Brockway thrives on chunk gains through the air, especially yards after the catch. They like to dunk it down short, take off, and have the receivers and the running backs make plays for them as opposed to taking deep shots. Patton will take deep shots, and he's very capable of throwing off platform. He's very capable of throwing on the run. He's very willing and able to scramble as well. But they like to throw it short and just let the receivers do the damage afterwards. And then for Bradford, I think the biggest thing most of all is to win the turnover battle. If you can get some turnovers on this team, that's where they've struggled with against Clary and Punxsutawney, as they lost the turnover battle and weren't able to stop either of those teams offensively. So I think those are the three biggest keys for Bradford if they want to have a chance to take over the game. And for Brockway, it's pretty simple. You protect your quarterback, which they've done a really good job doing all year. He doesn't take a lot of sacks. You got to finish drives. Don't get down into short first and goal, third and goal, or whatever, and not finish drives, and you walk away with points. And then the number one thing for Brockway is to stay disciplined on defense. Bradford likes to try to throw a lot of different formations at you, tries to throw a lot of motion in there, some sort of trickery back and forth a little bit, counteractions. And if they stay disciplined on defense, they'll have a really good chance to win this game today.
Gotcha. Very insightful, Mr. Ryan Mackey.
I'm trying, man.
You're prepared, man.
I am.
So the Kathy Obermeyer, Team VP Real Estate, her starting lineup tonight, what's it look like with the loss of Lucas Wallace?
So without Lucas in there, we have Andrew Giordano as our quarterback, Tommy Langdon and Logan Kohler at halfback and fullback. You got Fabian Shirk or Keenan Miller, just depends on what kind of formation they're looking to run. At wide receiver, you got Brilliant Austin and Colton Miller. Left tackle, Blake Callahan will be getting the start. Left guard, Jake Abers. Center, Jeremy Pierce has taken over for Sean Ward, who got hurt earlier in the year. Right guard is Bryce Thomas. Right tackle is Braylon Little. At tight end is Caden Keyshore. And defensively, defensive ends are Braylon Little and Andrew Giordano. Defensive tackles are Bryce Thomas and Jake Abers. Your linebackers, as I mentioned before, are going to be Tommy Langdon, Matt DeCasper, and Caden Keyshore. Your cornerbacks, Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin, and your safeties are going to be Logan Kohler and Colton Miller. So it looks like we're going to a
4-3-4
style defense now.
All right, so Bradford Brockway won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half, so Bradford will be going on offense first. And our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is James Groh. So, James, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, no worries, James, you're still going to be a winner. You're still going to win the lunch special from Toji's substation. So hopefully we get a first quarter score here, so you're a winner, James. And the best way to enter at Toji's to become part of the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, you have to visit Toji's, put either location, the Family Restaurant or substation. There's a little slip there. You put it in the bucket, and we draw out weekly. So Brockway coming out. Look like they're going to try to do a quick kick. But now they're going to get lined up in the regular kickoff formation. Looks like we have Logan Cord.
Watch for the outside kick here.
And yep. It's going to be an outside kick, and it's going to be recovered by Bradford. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and he's going to be brought down to the 19. So the onside kick attempt by Brockway, no good, and that's going to be returned by number 60 for Bradford.
I believe that was 61. Of course, my rosters are lost here at the moment.
Of course.
Sorry. Number 61 is Luke Erickson. Sophomore Luke Erickson on the return.
So he's going to get the ball all the way down to the Brockway 20-yard line after the failed onside attempt. So Bradford's starting out in good field position. So James Gross is looking good for you for a Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. So they're going to come out trips right, single receivers. First time we've seen this look all year. Here's a snap, and Jordan dropping back to pass, and it's going to be a swing pass, or look like a wide receiver screen to Braylon Austin, and it's going to fall incomplete after the defender got his hand on the ball.
Yeah, it's a little different from what we've seen from Bradford to start the game. Usually we see the wing T handoff of some sort to start the game, but I'm not mad at that, the different look there.
No, but we're going to get trips right again with the single receiver at the top of the field. Giordano back for the snap, and he's going to pitch it to Tommy Layton. That's going to be behind him, and he's going to be bottled up for a loss of 5 yards, it looks like, maybe even six. So it'll be third down and 16, or they're going to give him a 5-yard loss. So it'll be third down and 15 for the Owls.
Yeah, so right there, that's just Brockway overpowering the Owls' offensive line on the right-hand side there. If that play's going to have any chance, you got to be blocking a lot better than that, to be honest.
All right, so third down and 15 for the Owls. Let's see what they come out here. So now we're going to get our wing T look. Andrew Giordano, center, Tommy Lane in the backfield. Motion by Logan Kohler. It's going to be a hand up to Logan to the outside. He's out to the 25, and he's going to be bottled up right there. He's going to pick up no yards, and it's going to be fourth down and 15. And from this distance, Ryan, do you trust Keyshore to kick the field goal, or are you going to go for it?
I think against this team, I think, me personally, I think I'm putting up any points I can get. I think I'm giving Keyshore a chance here. I don't think Bradford's offense is not built to put up a fourth and 15 on a whim. So I personally would try to go for the points here, but
they're not gonna. Looks like they're gonna go for it. So we're gonna come out in the wing T formation again. Colton Miller closest to us to the field. We got Fabian Shirk in the motion. And Giordano's going to roll to his right, looking for a receiver. Gets out of the pocket. He's going to throw the ball up to Fabian Shirk, who catches. He's at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, makes a move, and he's in for a touchdown. Owls, Fabian Shirk with the 25-yard touchdown reception from Andrew Giordano. And your Owls are going to go up 6-0 here on the first drive of the game, thanks in part to a swing pass from Andrew Giordano that looked ugly, but it got there. Fabian Shirk made a couple moves. And James Gross, you are a winner of the value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congratulations!
I just want to say, way to prove me wrong there, Rouse, because I would have took the three, but I like the play call though. They ran Logan Kohler on a wheel route, Fabian Schur going up the seams. Great play call.
Keyshore on for the extra point. Here's a snap, kicks up, and kick is no good. So the Owls will hold a 6-0 lead with 10:20 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw an Owls first quarter touchdown on the first drive of the game, which is the first time of the year. It was a 25-yard pass from Andrew Giordano to Fabian Shirk. Extra point was no good. And here's the kickoff. And it's going to be a boot by Keyshore. And Brockway's going to let that roll into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback for the Owls. But, yeah, Brockway's early gamble off the opening kickoff with the onside. It was returned by about 30 yards by Luke Erickson, which set the Owls up for good field position. He got the 4th and 15. And, yeah, we saw the swing pass to Shirk. And, sure enough, made a couple moves. It was in the end zone. How about we say Shirk enough? Sort of sure enough.
Shirk enough.
Shirk enough.
Got it for a touchdown.
So Brockway, we're going to first look at Brockway, and it looks like they're coming out in the I formation.
They like to run this triple I, and they will not huddle very often. They will be quick on the ball. So Bradford's defense got to be ready.
All right, so Patton under center for Brockway. And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff, and it's going to be right at the middle. He's at the 25, out past the 30. And he's going to get brought down at the 34-yard line. So it's going to be a pickup of 14 yards for Brockway. And, yeah, it'll be good enough for a first down, and they move the chains.
Yeah, Colin Weir takes that ball right up the middle. And he's deceptively quick. Doesn't have a whole lot of rushing yards this year, but he is a very solid runner for Brockway.
All right, here's the snap. Patton dropping back the pass, looking for a receiver. Goes deep across the middle. No one home. And good defense by Shirk, who breaks the pass up. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 10 for Brockway at their own 34-yard line.
Fabian Shirk in great coverage. Wish he would have turned around about half a second sooner. He probably had a chance to pick that ball. That would have fallen right into his lap if he would have turned around. He still tried to one-hand it, but didn't quite get turned around in time. Good thing he did turn around. There wasn't a pass interference.
Red Rover, send Fabian Shirk over.
That's right.
So 2nd down and 10. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff again right up the middle. He's up past the 35. He's going to be brought down, it looks like, at the 38-yard line. We'll pick up 4 yards, and it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 6 for Brockway.
Yeah, right there. Brockway runs off the right-hand side, pulling the right guard to the left side, trying to confuse the defense a little bit, open up a hole, but leading over 55 for Bradford. Did a really good job not being full of staying disciplined and making the tackle.
So Brockway's coming out in twin sets now. Patton now out of shotgun with the running back to his right, trying to get the Owls to jump off sides. Moves the running back to his left side now, waiting on the snap. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and he's out past the 40 to the 45, and he's going to be brought down at the 48-yard line. So it'll be good enough for a first down, and that's going to keep the chains moving. There's nine minutes to go here in the first quarter. Your Owls are up 6-0.
Yeah, Brockway not being super fancy with their offense. Just a couple dives right up the middle, little pull action from the right guard to the left side. But runs to the right. I mean, they're not really doing anything crazy right now.
And Brockway, we're going to get a fake handoff, and we're going to get a wide receiver screen. He caught the pass at the 50, and he's going to be brought down right into Owls territory at the Owls 48-yard line. We'll pick up 3 yards, maybe 4 yards. We'll bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Rovers.
And that right there is exactly what the Bradford secondary needs to do is when they get those short passes out like that. Matt DeCasper does a great job of coming up, breaking down, not allowing to get burnt. Makes a good tackle, but that's the key to Bradford secondary right there is making sure that they don't break those short passes in the big gains.
So Brockway getting ready for the 2nd and 7. Patton for the snap, and it's going to be a fake handoff. We're going to get another screen to 17. He's out to the 45, and that's where he's going to be brought down. We'll pick up another 3 yards, maybe 4 yards. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 4 for the Rovers.
And again, right there, Tommy Lane doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. That diagnoses the play, breaks down, makes a good play, gets off his block, makes a good tackle on Brockway's receiver.
Patton ready for the snap, trying to get the Owls to jump. And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle again to Weir. He's out past the 40 to the 35 to the 30s where he's going to be brought down. They're going to mark him. Yeah, right at the 30-yard line. So another big run by Weir. And that'll keep the chains moving for Brockway.
Yeah, again, right now what's working for Brockway is to run right up the middle. Bradford's defensive line, they only have 3 down linemen right now and to five Brockway offensive linemen. So there's a huge mismatch there. If I'm Brockway, I don't think I'm moving away from that. that ground game. I think I'm just sticking with that.
Yeah, because it's working right now, and I'm, obviously when you make the adjustment on defense, then I think that's when the passing game will open up. But
yep.
To open the passing game up, you have to establish the run, which Brockway is doing a good job at. So just under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Patton dropping back the pass. He has a receiver who won the route and pressured by the Owls. Patton rolling out to his right, and he's going to fake pass, and he's going to find a man wide open at the 15. He's going to get brought down at the 10-yard line. So Patton doing his best, managing the line of scrimmage there, knowing where his body was at, and was able to free a receiver open, looking like he was about to scramble, and picks up a good chunk, and now Brockway is at the Owls 15 or 10-yard line.
Yeah, it's a good job by Patton keeping his eyes downfield. But that's a hard ass for Bradford secondary to stay in coverage for that long, because Matt DeCasper had a clear shot at Patton and just missed.
So Brockway's coming out on trips. It's going to be handed out the way right up the middle. He's at the 5, and he's going to walk in for a touchdown. Basically untouched. Brockway answers Bradford touchdown with a touchdown of their own, and that's going to bring the score to 6-6 for Brockway. 6:24 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, again, just right up the middle. Really, really easy for Brockway there to get that touchdown. And like you said, he basically waltzes in untouched, essentially untouched till about the goal line. And if you're Bradford, that's going to be tough to adjust for because you're really worried about the pass.
So Brockway on for the extra point. The kick is blocked by Bradford, so the score will remain 6-6 with 6:24 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw Brockway march down the field pretty unopposed, finally with the 10-yard run by Weir. The extra point was blocked by the Owls, so the score is now 6-6. There's 6:24 to go here in the first quarter. Brockway, you think they make the same mistake twice or an onside kick it again?
I wouldn't be surprised. They like that fake kick into the onside kick to try to get an extra possession here and there. So if you're the front line of Bradford's kick return team, you better be ready.
So Brockway getting ready for the kickoff, and this one's going to be booted, and this one might, that's going to stay in bounds. It's going to have to be returned, and he's at the 10-yard line. He's up past the 15, where he's going to be brought down at the 17-yard line. I believe that was Colton Miller on a return. So Bradford will take over deep in their territory. Looks like they do have a mark down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, one thing I was going to say before they kicked that ball off was curious to see if they will try to test their luck with Logan Kohler getting the kick return. But I think Logan Kohler's hopes of getting a direct kickoff return is pretty much
done for the year.
Dead at this point in the year, yeah. I think most teams have probably caught on to the fact that he's their most dynamic returner.
So Bradford's second chance here on offense. They're starting at their own 19-yard line. We got the wing T formation. We got Logan Kohler in motion. Here's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's trying to get to the outside. He's out past the 10 to the 20. They're going to mark him down at the 21-yard line. So he's going to pick up a couple yards. We'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Owls.
Yeah, right there, Kohler running off to the right-hand side. I think if he catches one more block from that offensive line, I think he springs that for a little bit more. He had blockers out in front, but unfortunately, I couldn't quite tell if somebody missed the block or if Brockway just played good defense, good disciplined defense. But I think he just needed one more block to spring that for most likely a first down and then some.
Bradford will come back with the wing T formation. Logan Kohler in motion again, and this time it's going to be a handoff. And that's Fabian Shirk is breaking a tackle. He's out to the 25. And that he's going to be bottled up. He broke a couple tackles getting out of the backfield. So a lot of work. They're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. So he'll pick up 3 or 4 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and 4 for the Owls.
Yeah, and right there kind of fooled me on who had the ball. There's a lot of bodies in the backfield there. But Fabian Shirk running a little angry today. I like it.
It does. It seems like every week we have a different player that's stepping up.
I know.
last couple weeks it was Tommy Langdon. Now looks like it's Fabian Schirk this week.
It's got to be somebody.
So third and four for the Owls. Logan Kohler into motion. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon right at the middle, and he's going to fumble the ball, and it's going to be recovered by the Owls for a first down at the 35-yard line. So incredible luck by the Owls to get a first down based off a fumble.
The ball.
Tommy was short.
Oh, 100%. That ball rolled about 6 yards forward, and Logan Kohler came diving in like Superman from about the 30-yard line and catched and crowded about the 36.
So they're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line. So who gets the yards for that? Is that Tommy, or is that Logan who gets the extra 6 yards?
I don't know how that works here.
Either way, it's a first down for the Owls. Logan Kohler in motion, and here's going to be a handoff right at the middle to Tommy Langdon, who is going to get a couple yards, but he's immediately bottled up by the defensive tackle for Brockway. So he'll pick up 2 yards, and it'll bring up a second and eight for the Owls.
I want to say, because like in the NFL, playing fantasy, at the end of the Jets game last week, Garrett Wilson got credit for like a 32-yard reception, but he was just the last person to touch the ball. It wasn't necessarily the first person to touch it.
So we'll give it to Tommy Langdon.
So I'm assuming it's Logan because he recovered recovered the fumble, right?
So Bradford coming out wing T on the second and eight at their own 37-yard line. Here's the snap. Giordano stepping back to pass and just throws it up. No one home. Intended for Braylon Austin. Andrew Giordano looks like he overthrew the ball by 10 yards. And it's going to bring up a third down and eight.
Andrew Giordano took a big hit just as he released that throw, and they cannot afford for him to go down because with Lucas Wallace being out, the only person that would be able to step in at quarterback would be
freshman Brady Rosendahl, who only saw like 3 snaps last week.
So Bradford cannot afford for Andrew to go down tonight or ever.
So second and eight for the Owls. Got Shirk in the motion. And it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler right up the middle. He's going to break one tackle. He's at the 36-yard line, and he's going to go nowhere. Brockway doing a good job of staying disciplined in their gaps. And Logan's going to lose a yard, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and eight for Bradford. And I think you have to punt the ball here.
Yeah, I think that's the better play here. But, I mean, I said to kick it last time, so maybe they'll run a similar, maybe not the same play, but a similar style play.
So can't see who's on the punt because normally it's Lucas Wallace. So it's going to be Tommy who's going to be the punter. So Tommy waiting for the snap, and he's going to roll to his right, do the rugby-style kick, and there's the ball. And that's a good punt by Tommy. He's going to be returned at the 20-yard line. He's back at the 15, out past the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 50, to the 40, to the 25, 20, 10. Touchdown, and that's going to be a punt return touchdown for Weir by Brockway. That's a 80-yard punt return touchdown for Brockway off of the rugby-style kick.
Yeah, right there. That's the one issue that I've had with that rugby-style punt.
There's a penalty flag on the field, though.
Oh, there is a piece of laundry down there. Actually, that might be a block in the back on Brockway because somebody from Bradford did get crushed in the middle of the field.
Well, the refs are walking the ball back, so it is going to be Brockway. So the touchdown is going to be wiped off the board.
Yep.
So number 56 for Brockway with the illegal blindside block. So what was a punt return touchdown, that's going to back Brockway up around their 25-yard line. So if you're weary, I probably want to take a breather after running about 100 yards.
Yeah, and you've been getting a ton of work. You've been getting a ton of work offensively. He plays both ways. Then he's had an 80-yard punt return where essentially probably ran 90 yards for a touchdown. But he's young. He's in shape. He's all right.
If that was me or you, it would be on a ventilator right now.
I would have passed out at the 50-yard line.
I would have thrown up and then passed out. I woke up with vomit all over me. So Patton ready for the snap, but we got motion, and Patton dropping back for the pass. No one open. Good coverage by the Owls. Patton has all day in the pocket. He's rolling out to his right, still looking for someone, and I think he's going to do the smart thing and throw the ball away. So good defense by the Owls there, basically to force an incompletion. Nowhere to go with it.
No, I'm sitting here watching coverage here. Colton Miller, Fabian Shirk, Logan Kohler, Braylon Austin, all four of them stuck on their men really well. Didn't allow – and you know, then break free didn't. What happened there that they haven't been doing is they didn't allow their eyes to get focused on the quarterback in the backfield. They were really focused on the receiver assignment.
So Colton Miller replacing Lucas basically on defense. Here's the handoff to Weir right up the middle, and well read by Bradford. He's going to pick up 2 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and eight, but Bradford's defense holding steady here this drive.
Yeah, number 55, Braylon Little, does a really, really good job here. He had the left guard from Rockway pulling, and Braylon did a really good job of missing that, making that offensive lineman miss and making a play there for the tackle.
So smart defensive lineman, what he would do is if you see your assignment pulling, you go with him because you know that's where the ball is going 9 out of 10 times. So Braylon did a good job with that. Patton dropping back the pass, pressure by the Owls, and he's going deep. He has a receiver. He's caught it at the 35-yard line. He's going to be brought down at the 30. They mark him down at the 31-yard line. So big completion for Brockway. They're going to move the chains. And we have ourselves a 6-6 ball game with 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. And Brockway, after the big third down conversion, is driving now deep into Owls territory.
Yeah, right there. Just 17 for Brockway basically runs a streak up the seam. And unfortunately, Bradford not able to keep up. I think it was Matt DeCasper in coverage. Not quite able to keep up with the receiver from Brockway.
And here's going to be a handoff up the middle, and that's going to go for about 4 or 5 yards. That's Weir again. And it's going to bring up a second down and 5, maybe a long 6.
Bradford's defense has been playing with a lot more energy tonight than we've seen in past couple games, and it's clearly showing. They're outside of a couple big runs up the middle, their defense is held pretty strong against a really good offense from Brockway.
Patton ready for the snap. He's got trips to his right, looking for a receiver, and he's going to go for the end zone. Number 6 wide open. That's going to be a touchdown for Brockway. And that's a 28-yard touchdown from Aiden Patton to Weir. And that's going to extend Brockway's lead to 12-6.
Yeah, right there. I think Tommy Langdon thought that he had coverage help over the top. So unless they're playing zone, I couldn't quite tell. But Tommy Langdon, for some reason, stopped guarding the person that he was assigned to. And either he thought he had over top help and wasn't there, or he just lost track of his assignment and leads to a wide open easy pitch and catch touchdown.
So Brockway ready for the extra point. And Bradford's going to get called for offsides. Fabian Shirk trying to time the kickoff, and I think Brockway intentionally did that to extend that. So Fabian Shirk called for the encroachment, so that's going to move the ball half the distance to the goal. And you wonder if Brockway might want to go for it here for the two-point conversion. It looks like they're going to keep the extra point team on.
They have faked this.
Have they?
In the past, yes.
So now we're getting ready again. And here's a snap. Kicks up, and the kick is good. So Brockway will now have a 13-6 lead over your Bradford Owls. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include WRKS and Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So Bradford had Brockway in a third and long. There's a big completion from Aiden Patton to Kennedy for Brockway. And then ultimately there's a 28-yard pass from Patton to Weir.
Yeah.
And, the extra point was good. So that's how we get to our score, 13-6. Brockway leading the Owls, 1:06 to go here in the first quarter. And Brockway, here's the kick. It's going to be a squib kick this time. And that's going to be returned at the 25-yard line. He's out past the 40. He's going to get brought down at the 44-yard line. Tommy Langdon on the return. So the Owls will set up at their own 44-yard line this drive.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a second option for your return team, Tommy Langdon is probably your second best bet.
Probably, yeah. It was Lucas Wallace, but obviously with the injury.
Yeah.
So they're going to mark him down at the 45-yard line. We'll see what the Owls come out in. I did like when they came out in the trips right, which is what they're going to do.
Ask and you shall receive, Cameron.
So you're going to have a man coverage here by Brockway. And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon to the right. And he's going to get popped in the backfield. He's going to lose a yard. And it's going to bring up a second down and 11 for the Owls after the negative one-yard run by Tommy Langdon. So it seems that the linemen are just getting beat off of the snap by Brockway.
Yeah, Brockway's doing a really good job of timing the snap and getting a really good jump off immediately. And, you look at a couple of those guys down there for Brockway. There's some pretty big boys. But when you're in man coverage like that and you're running that play, you're 100% depending on your lineman to block properly.
So back in wing T, Giordano out of shotgun. He's going to do a swing pass to Logan Kohler. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to fall incomplete. And it's going to bring up a third down and 10 for the Owls. And I know that you want to get your best player incorporated into the game, but at some point you do have to stop making it obvious because I know that that's where you want to go.
Right.
So you got to kind of mix something up to get Logan the ball, whether it's the reverse or you run a wildcat with Logan Kohler.
Well, I think even right there, I think a quick little pump fake from Andrew Giordano would have done wonders. Have Logan Kohler leak up the field a little bit.
So Brockway showing blitz, and they're going to get pressure. And Giordano's going to fumble the ball after getting hit, and I think Brockway has the ball. They're going to take over at the Owls' 38-yard line. So Andrew Giordano just – Brockway called a well-timed blitz. And, yeah, big-time fumble, and Brockway has the ball at the Owls' 38-yard line. So Brockway into business again.
Yeah, tough situation for Andrew Giordano to be in because our offensive line was already struggling with blocking them up front without a blitz, and they sent a blitz, and Andrew Giordano just has no chance to even make a decision, and unfortunately just loses the ball because he was getting ready to scramble, gets it punched out from behind, and I mean that's just a tough break for him. He doesn't really have a choice. He doesn't really have anything else to do with the ball.
Nope. So 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brockway leading the Owls 13-6. Brockway at the Owls 39-yard line. He's going to be a toss to number 11. He's out to the 40. He's going to stretch it to the 35, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So he's going to pick up good yardage. And there's 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter after the, what are we going to call it, the 8-yard pickup, 7-yard pickup.
Yep.
So it'll be second down and 3 for Brockway.
Yeah, I was trying to see who went and pushed him out, and I thought it said 11. We don't have a number 11. Unless somebody switched jerseys that I don't know about.
They may have. So Brockway coming out in the beast formation.
What's your favorite?
My favorite position. We got man in motion. Here's going to be a fake pass. It's going to be a keeper for Patton. And Bradford not fooled on that. And that's Matt DeCasper with the tackle for a loss. And that's going to bring up a third down and 5 when we come back from the first quarter. Again, your score, Brockway 13. Bradford 6. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
W298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Brockway holding a 13-6 lead over your Owls. The Owls scoring the opening touchdown. Brockway with back-to-back touchdowns. And Brockway's driving. It's third down and five at the Owls' 34-yard line. And Patton dropping back to pass, and he has a receiver open in the middle of the field. He catches the ball at the 25. He's at the 20, and he's going to get down at the 16-yard line. So a big pickup by Brockway, and they're going to move the chains there with that pass and catch.
Yeah, I tell you what, these jerseys are hard to – Brockway's jerseys are hard and tough to read, but Patton showing really good composure in the pocket, not rushing, going through his reads. He's very – very composed in the pocket back there.
So Brockway coming out, trips right. And here's the snap. It's going to be handoff to nine right up the middle. He's big hole. He's out to the five. And he's going to run over a couple guys. He's going to be brought down at the 3-yard line. So a 13-yard run by Brockway. It's going to set up first down and goal for the Owls.
Yeah, and again, another run right up the middle. Another run right up the middle, and really that's what Brockway's bread and butter has been so far because of the three down linemen for Bradford. And I mean, Brockway's offensive line is already bigger. I feel like they might have to make an adjustment here in the next couple of drives or so.
So we got a twin set, and we have a motion by number six for Brockway. And Patton's going to take the snap. He's going to roll out to his right looking for a receiver and almost intercepted by Bradford. And it's going to bring up a second down and goal at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, good job. Good job there by Tommy Langdon in coverage, knocking that pass down. I really was expecting Patton to go left shoulder over the shoulder pass there, especially in that situation and how accurate he's known to be. Kind of figured that's the pass he'd go with, but he threw it in the one spot that Tommy Lane could actually get his hands on.
So second and goal at the Owls' 4-yard line. And Patton did have time. I thought Patton could have just probably walked into the end zone. So second and goal here. Trips to the left and Patton going. And then we're going to get a whistle. And it's going to be a false start against Brockway. So that's going to back him up to the 9-yard line. So it'll be second and goal at the Owls' 9-yard line.
Got a little over anxious. Offensively. Looking like Juwan Taylor out there.
What? So Brockway showing trips left with the single receiver at the top of the field. And they're waiting for their play call to come in. So Patton just got the play call in. They're going to stay in the trips left, running back to the left of Patton. Waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and he's at the five, makes a move, and he's going to get into the end zone. There's a penalty flag on the field.
Got a flag coming in late.
And that might go against Brockway for a hold end, so we'll have to see what the penalty flag is.
I didn't see anything from up here.
And it looks like it is going to go against Brockway, so that's going to back him up.
That's a huge penalty call.
That is. And what a run by Weir, too, because he did bulldoze in. We'll wait to see what the official call is by the referee. So they're going to call him for a face mask on the offense. So waiting to see what the.
I think they're switching it to.
Oh, they're switching to Bradford. So it is going to be a touchdown for Brockway. So they're going to. Okay, so the ref initially called it on Brockway, but they changed it to the Owls. So Brockway does score, and that's going to extend the lead. Brockway 19, the Owls 6. And Brockway coming on for the extra point. They're going to put the penalty on the kickoff. So waiting for the kick. And here's the snap. Snap's good. And the kick's up, and the kick's going to be no good, so the score will remain Brockway 19, Bradford 6. We'll be right back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 9-yard touchdown run by Weir, which I believe is his third touchdown of the game?
Second.
So, second touchdown of the game, and Brockway, with some special teams miscues early on here, they have two missed extra points and a failed onside kick. They are going to be kicking off at the Owls' 45-yard line because of the face mask penalty that was on the touchdown run. So we're probably in the fake territory here.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But if Bradford's expecting it, then you don't do it, right? But they would expect Bradford to expect the fake.
They'd be expecting them to be expecting it.
All right, so here's the kick. And they're just going to boot it right into the end zone. No fake. Not Logan Kohler's not getting the return here again.
Nope.
So Bradford's going to take over at their own 20-yard line.
That homecoming court almost got a little too close to the action right there.
Yeah, they did.
Thought that ball was going right for him.
So, again, anyone listening from Brockway, if you are tuned in, it is homecoming weekend, so make sure you're smart this weekend. You make good decisions. If you do dabble in the devil's nectar, make sure that you have a ride. Do not drink and drive this weekend. Safety first.
Always.
So, Bradford coming out in their wing tee, and we got Logan Kohler in the motion, and it's going to be a handoff right at the middle of Tommy Langdon, and he's going to make a move. He's out to the 25, breaks another tackle, and he's out to the 30-yard line, to the 35, eventually brought down at the 39-yard line. So, inspired run by Tommy Langdon.
What a tough run by Tommy
Langdon. So, we'll give him 15 yards on the run. Actually, let's see. We'll give him 14. So, big 14-yard run. He was bottled up, basically, right at the line of scrimmage, and then he bounced it out to the left, and got himself an extra 13 yards.
Yeah, that was one of those runs. That's a Derrick Henry run right there where you're hitting the backfield and then you're just stiff-arming everybody until you get
off me. Get off me. So first down and 10 for the Owls at their own 38-yard line. And Giordano's going to hand the ball off again to Tommy, who this time probably not able to work his magic as he has at least 8 Rovers there, and I did see a good acting job by Brockway.
Yeah, 100%.
There was an Emmy nomination there for trying to draw a penalty flag.
Yeah, he was holding on to Tommy well after the play, or well after the whistle, so Tommy was just kind of get him off of him, and number 8 for Brockway here, throwing a little acting job out there.
Yeah, I think Leo DiCaprio has some competition. So wing T again, and Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a pitch to Logan Kohler to the outside, and Bradford not able to set the edge, and Logan is blown up in the backfield. He's going to lose about a yard, and it's going to bring up a third down and 11 for Bradford. So Bradford not doing a good job at all setting the edge on these outside runs.
No, and Logan did have space to work with, but, again, Bradford has had trouble all year setting that edge to allow that play to really break free. And you just saw it there where they had the blockers out front, and all you need is to steal that edge off and let Logan do his job. And Bradford's offensive line just really, really struggled all year with setting the edge. But when they do, it's usually good things happen.
So outside of that first drive, the Owls' offense is kind of sputtered, and it looks like Bradford's going to take a timeout on a third down and 11, or we'll call it 12. So they'll take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So Bradford called their first timeout of the half on a, I would say, probably a pivotal third down here.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You don't want to give the ball back to Brockway, who has been moving the ball with ease. I know the score doesn't reflect it because Brockway does do a lot of time-consuming drives. But Brockway relatively hasn't had any adversity when on offense.
Yeah, they've scored every time they've had the ball in their hands. So,
if you're Bradford, you probably want to call one of your better plays here. So they're going to come out in the wing tee, which is not one of their better plays, and it's going to be a reverse. DeFabian Shirk is going to fumble the ball, and that's going to be recovered by the Owls. They're going to lose about 10 yards, maybe 9, and it's going to bring up fourth down and a half a mile for Bradford, and they're going to be forced to punt again to Brockway.
Yeah, heads up play by Bryce Thomas to get on the ball. Not quite sure what the play call was because they had Fabian Shirk and Logan Clark cross the pass, but Tommy Lando was also involved in that. I'm not quite sure.
I think it was supposed to be a reverse.
But Tommy looked like he was running towards the ball as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what the...
It was the European reverse.
Is that a rugby thing?
Nope. I just made it up. So Tommy Lando on the punt, and he's going to roll it out. He's going to give a good boot. It's going to be returned at the 36-yard line by Brockway. He's up past the 40. To the 45, to the 50, out past the 40, to the 30, and he's going to be brought down at the Owls' 26-yard line. So Brockway is going to be working with a short field here after the big return by the Rovers.
That's the issue with those with that kick. Is if you're rolling to your right and you kick that ball, you better make sure. There's a flag on the play. Sorry.
We're going to get a holding call here against Brockway. So the Owls, again, saved by a penalty on the punt return.
Big time. But again, with that style of kick, you can't. You almost have to keep it on the side that you're punting to, like punting from. So if you kick it to the opposite side of the field or towards the middle side of the field, all your kick. Your coverage team is on that same side that you're punting towards.
You just got to stay in your same punt formation. You can roll either way, but you can't sell out to one side because when you do, then you have these big returns like that, and the Owls are sending 8-9 guys to one side of the field,
right.
And that's why it's easy to bounce it out to the other side of the field.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
As a return man. So
you got to stay in your lane.
Brockway coming out and trips left here. Patton waiting for the snap. He's dropping back to pass at his own 40-yard line, and Bradford has pressure, and Patton's probably past the line of scrimmage. Hits the pass, but he's going to drop it incomplete. And I think he was past the line of scrimmage, but Brockway's going to get away with an illegal forward pass. But
yeah, I think you're right. I think he was just about a step over the line of scrimmage. Honestly, good coverage by Bradford's corners. Great throw by Patton to hit.
He hit him right in the start, right in his belly button.
I'm trying to see what number that is. Number 11 for Brockway.
That is Daugherty. Daugherty.
Yeah, Caleb Daugherty. Hit him right in his breadbasket. That's his favorite receiver.
That is his favorite receiver.
Does not drop very many passes. So that's a big, big, big break for Bradford.
So it'll be second and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Patton's going to hand the ball over at the weir at the middle. He's up past the 45 to the 50. And he's going to be brought down by Matt DeCasper at the Owls' 46-yard line. There's 7:13 to go here in the second quarter. And again, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for our second quarter is Shelly Pugrant. So, Shelly, if the Owls score here in the second quarter, you're going to receive a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you're still going to be a winner. You're still going to get a lunch special from Toji's Substation. So, best of luck, Shelly, and best of luck for the Owls. And Patton on the first down and 10 at the Owls' 46-yard line. He's going to hand the ball off the weir right up the middle again. He's out past the 40 to the 35, and he's going to be brought down at the Owls' 32-yard line. So he'll pick up another 12 yards and move the chains.
Yeah, again, they love running that play up the middle. That's been really effective for them with the way Bradford's defense is set up. And they've changed in a couple different running backs here. They've had Winnings carrying the ball. They've had Weir carrying the ball. I believe another one was I can't think of his name right
well,
now.
Well, it doesn't matter because Patton's dropping back and he's looking deep. Bradford with some pressure. Patton rolling out to his left. He's going to get rid of the ball. And he's going to find a receiver open at the 10-yard line. And he's still on his feet. And he's going to get brought in for a touchdown because the Owls tried to decide if they wanted to arm tackle. So that's going to be a 34-yard or 33-yard pass from Patton to, I can't see who the receiver was, so very poor defense by the Owls there.
Yeah, I bet. Number two for Bradford, Fabian Shirk, trying to make something happen here, and was ripping at the ball, trying to get the ball free, and just wasn't quite able to do it. And Tommy Langdon comes in right at the goal line and absolutely smokes Fabian Shirk out of bounds and still allows the touchdown to be had. So Fabian laid down for a minute, but is fortunately okay.
So Brockway on for the extra point. And the kick is up, and the kick is good this time. So Brockway will now hold a 26-6 lead over Bradford with 6:14 to go here in the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we saw what might have been the sloppiest defensive play I've seen by the Owls all year. They got pressure on the quarterback, and then Patton threw a beautiful pass to Kale, and you saw four different Owls trying to tackle upper body, which never, ever works unless you're bench pressing about 600 pounds, maybe 700 pounds.
Aaron Donald can get away with it.
About the only person on the planet.
Probably still to this day.
Yeah. So, and the extra point was good, so that's how we got to our score. Brockway 26, Bradford 6, and Brockway getting ready to kick the ball off at their own 40-yard line. The kick's up, and the kick is a beautiful kick, and that's going to be a touchback, and that was Logan's only chance to return a kick.
Maybe Logan just line up at the goal line.
You'd have to, so.
Line up at the goal line and just, all right, if you're going to squib it. If you're going to kick it deep, I'm going to catch it anyways. Just give me a chance to get the ball in my hands.
So Bradford will have the ball at their own 20-yard line. Again, Shelly Pugrant, you're a second quarter Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes contestant. Again, if they score, you get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, you're still going to get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Best way to enter, visit both locations, and you can put your name into the bucket and hopefully be drawn for the following game. So visit Toji's to be entered. And Bradford's coming out, and they're wing T, and this could be a handoff up the middle of the Tommy Lane. He breaks one tackle. He's out to the 25, to the 27, and he's still going. And he's going to get out to the 30-yard line. So 9-yard pickup by Thomas Langdon, the second. And so good piece of running by Tommy. He's going to bring up a second down and two for the Owls, or second down and one for the Owls.
Yeah. I mean, Bradford has a really inconsistent offensive line blocking problem. Sometimes they block like that and they open up great holes, and other times they're getting blown up in the backfield. If they could just get more consistent, I think that would help a lot for their offense.
So Bradford getting ready, and we're going to get a false start by the Owls. Mm. And that's going to back the Owls up by 5 yards, so it's going to bring up a second down and six now for Brockway. And I want to add, Ryan, because we can see pretty much all Brockway here, but we get to see the highway. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to call him offsides.
Oh, automatic first down for Bradford.
So 5-yard penalty against Brockway, and that's going to give the Owls a first down. But what I was saying is I've seen like five police cars pulling people over on that highway since we started this game.
Good.
Because you can see the lights. So police force here in Brockway not messing around here on homecoming night.
As they should.
Well, don't be illegal and you won't get pulled over. So Bradford, after the penalty, they're going to have a first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Logan Kohler with the motion is going to be handed to Tommy Langdon, and not fooled is Brockway, and they're going to bottle Tommy up for no gain. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 for the Owls at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, again, number 57 for Brockway. I'm not quite sure who that is, but number 57 for Brockway has been a game wrecker.
He's a menace. That is B. Yale.
I think his name is Ben
Yale, and he has 34 tackles on the year.
Well, he's had
and seven tackles for loss.
He's got to be at about another 40 one. And 10 right now.
So second down and 10. Giordano doing a swing pass to Shirk, and Giordano again going to miss badly, and it's going to bring up a third down and 10 for the Owls.
Yeah, right there, trying to go over that screen pass again. And I think Andrew, Brockway's gotten so much pressure on him that he's getting a little antsy. Shirk's open there. What he has to do is just take his time, take a breath, take a half second, and just focus and hit his throw. And Shirk's got blockers in front of him. Could have been a decent gain for Fabian.
So we're going to get Logan Kohler into motion. And we're going to swing past Logan Kohler this time, who has a blocker, and he makes a man miss. He's at the 40, which is where he's going to be brought down. I think they're going to give him out to the 42-yard line. If you're Bradford, you have to go for it here on this fourth and short.
Oh, 100%. And right there, Fabian Shirk, you got to get out there and make a block, buddy. He had an opportunity to make a block and really spring Logan, because Logan came sprinting right towards his area, and Fabian was kind of unsure on what to do. I think if he catches a block on, I believe it was number zero for Brockway that's playing middle linebacker. I think if he catches a block on him, I think Logan at least picks up the first down.
So fourth and short for the Owls. We got Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a shovel pass to Logan. He's to the 40, nowhere to go, and he's going to be blown up at the 40-yard line. That's going to be a turnover on down. He's going to lose 3 yards, and Brockway is going to have good starting field position at the Owls' 40-yard line, so a negative 3-yard run by Kohler.
Yeah, and right there, I was counting while Logan was getting wrapped up. There is five Brockway defenders around Logan, and there is one offensive player for Bradford trying to block them.
Yeah, uncalled for.
And it's just Logan has no – I don't care how good of a player Logan is, there's just no chance that he's getting out of that.
Yeah, I don't care if you put Tyreek Hill back there, he's still going to get bottled up.
Right. Well, Tyreek Hill's getting bottled up anyway right now.
Yeah. Messed up his knee. So Patton ready for the snap. He's going to be handoff right up the middle to Weir. He's out to the 40, to the 45, to the 30, down to the 27-yard line. So he'll pick up 12 yards, and that's going to keep the chains moving for Brockway. With 3:43 to go here in the second quarter, Brockway leading the Owls 26-6.
Yeah, right back to that. Essentially a dive play for Brockway. Right up the middle, and Bradford just had no answers.
I'm going to tell you the big play is going to happen is when Bradford decides to blitz. So here we're going to get a swing pass, and he's up to the 30, to the 25, missed tackle to the 20. He's going to get brought down at the – we're going to mark him at the 19-yard line. So to be close to a first down for Kale, we're going to see where he marks him. So they're going to give him a pickup of 8.
Yeah, right there, I think – couldn't quite tell who it was. It might have been Brilliant Austin that wasn't able to break down and make a proper tackle. He got juked out of his shoes.
Yeah, he did. His shoes are still at the 30-yard line right now. And here's the snap, and Patton rolling back, and he's going to do a swing pass, and one juke move by 11. He's out to the 15, to the 10, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 8-yard line, so that's going to be good enough for a first down for Brockway as they keep the chains moving. Yeah. So be first down and goal for Brockway.
Like we said in the pregame, this is exactly what Brockway's offense wants to do. They haven't really done a whole lot of these runs up the middle, but this is what their offense is these quick little dump-offs, and their playmakers just make plays happen.
So Patton ready. He's got twins to the left, twins to the right, running back to his right. He's going to drop back the pass. Has a man wide open, and he misses him. He's going to keep it. He's at the 5, and he's going to go in for the touchdown, and that's going to be an 8-yard run by Patton to pat the score to Brockway 32, Bradford 6, 2:32 to go here in the first half. And the defense just broke down for Bradford, so now you got to worry about Patton and his legs.
Yeah, which if you watch tape on him, he's like I said in the pregame, he's very, very willing and capable of doing it. He wants to throw the ball, but he is very capable of taking off like that. And Bradford's got to do something with their defensive front. I know they're getting spread out offensively, but they got to figure out something with the middle of their defense right now.
So Brockway on for the extra point. Here's a snap. The kick's up, and the kick is good. So Brockway will extend their lead to 33-6 over your Owls after the 8-yard scramble by Aiden Patton. We'll be right back. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So Brockway starting out with good field position at the Owls 40-yard line after the fourth down conversion was no good by the Owls. And a few plays, and the Owls were in the end zone after an 8-yard scramble by quarterback Aiden Patton. So Brockway will be kicking off from their 40-yard line. So defense is a thing that Bradford is not trying to do tonight.
Well, just in the last handful of drives here, they started off playing really well.
And here, Logan Kohler gets his opportunity. He's going to return at the 12. He's right up the middle. He's up past the 30 to the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 47-yard line. So a 37-yard return by Logan Kohler shows you why you don't want to kick it to him. So the Owls will have a good start in field position. If you're the Owls, you don't want to give Brockway any time on the clock, so you're going to try to extend this drive. The downside, Brockway has three timeouts, and I'm sure that they probably want to put up another seven on the board before they get into halftime.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you have to go down and score the ball here, at least run the timeout, because you don't want to be down 40-6 going in the halftime.
Brockway looking to put them in the mercy rule when we come out.
So here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's out to the 50, to the 48, to the 46-yard, or we'll mark him down to the 47-yard line. So he will pick up 6 yards. It's going to bring up a second down and four. And I think he is going to get out of bounds, so they're going to stop the clock.
Yeah, I believe so.
So second and five at the Owls 48-yard line. And we got motion by Logan Kohler. It's going to be handed out to Tommy Langdon right up the middle. Big hole. He's up to the 40. And he's going to be tackled at the 37-yard line, maybe the 38. And that's good enough to move the chains for the Owls. So third down conversion by the Owls. We haven't seen that since the first drive of the game, other than the last drive, which was a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good solid run by Tommy. Bradford quick to the ball.
And Logan Kohler again in the motion. He's going to be a swing to Tommy Langdon. Again, no blockers out there, but Logan Kohler making the best out of what he can deal with. And he's going to pick up 11 yards, and that's going to be good enough to move the ball again for the Owls.
So now Cam, got a minute 43. You're in positive territory.
So Logan Kohler in the motion. We're going to get a penalty flag. It looks like it's going to be a legal motion. So they're going to call him for false start. So speaking of positive things, the Owls are going to get backed up 5 yards.
I think that penalty just saved Fabian Chirk from getting hit pretty good.
Yeah, he was going to get jacked
up.
Yeah,
I think he was. So it might have just saved him a little bit of pain.
One thing we really haven't seen is a Love Toyota collision of the game now. I mean, no big hits here.
Not yet.
Giordano is going to, again, try to hit Braylon Austin with a pass, but again, wildly misses, and it's going to be a second down and 15 for the Owls at the Brockway 33-yard line.
Something I know, sir. I'm not even sure if Andrew had his eyes fully on Braylon to make that pass.
So Andrew again for the snap, and he's going to drop back to pass, and this time hits Logan Kohler, and Logan's going to pick up 5 yards, and it's going to bring up a third down and 10 for the Owls. And they stopped the clock, but he was in bounds. So the clock's still rolling. A minute 10 to go here. The Owls do have two timeouts, and I'd probably burn one here on this third and 10.
I'd burn one to get your play in.
Logan Kohler in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Fabian Shirk, who's right up the middle. He's out to the 20. He's going to be brought down at the 15-yard line, maybe the 16. They're going to mark him down. The ball did come out, but I think the ground caused the fumble.
Yeah, he was definitely down when the fumble happened.
So 53 seconds to go here. And Bradford's going to call the timeout here. So what are we seeing here in the first half, Ryan?
Well, just, I mean, Brockway being very dominant up front on both sides of the football, whether it be their offensive line play being physical, their defensive line blowing up plays for Bradford. And one of the keys of the game was Brockway's defense staying disciplined, and they've done that. They allowed the first drive go for a touchdown on a really short field for Bradford, but ever since then, other than this drive right here where Bradford really is driving really well, they've not allowed a whole lot for Bradford offensively.
Ooh, big cough there. I think I inhaled a bug.
You're supposed to mute your mic, man.
Sorry, I didn't. That's a fine. So Bradford has a big third down, or first down here.
First down,
yeah, first down. Big first down, though, because you want to keep the chains moving. They are moving the ball here pretty effectively. I think Brockway is playing more prevent than we're accustomed to seeing, so I think that we're going to see him buckle down here. Shirk in the motion, handoff right up the middle to Tommy Langdon, and he's just bottled up by Yale. He's going to go for no yards. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 for the Owls at the Brockway 17-yard line.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon goes right up the middle there, and Yale, who is, like we said earlier, has been a menace so far.
He's a freak out there.
He's been a man-child out there tonight.
So just under 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Giordano dropping back to pass, looking, and again, wildly misses the pass. And it's going to bring up a third down and 10, 24 and a half seconds to go here in the first half. So, yeah, I don't know. Andrew just seems like he's not planting his feet at all. He's just trying to get the ball out as quickly as possible, and he has a little bit of time.
Well, right there he got hit as he threw when he was bringing his arm forward. So that's what's caused the ball to go so flat and hit the ground. But overall, I think you're right. He seems to really be rushing his throws instead of just setting his feet and letting it happen.
So Shirk in the motion for Bradford, and Andrew Giordano is going to roll out to his left, and he has a man wide open and misses Logan Kohler, who is wide open for a touchdown. Goes to Shirk, overthrows him about 3 feet, but if he just moves his eyes just a hair to the right, Logan Kohler's walking in for a touchdown.
I'm watching this from up here, and I thought for sure Giordano was going towards Logan. That's a walk-in touchdown for Logan.
He could have thrown that behind his back, and
Logan had
no one near him. So here we're going to get a hand up to Tommy Landon to the right, and he's going to be bottled up, and he's going to lose yardage, and that's going to be a fourth down. So it's going to be fourth down and...
No, it's a fourth down stop.
Oh, is that fourth down? I thought it was third down.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So 14 seconds ago, so Bradford, the positive thing is the Bradford did run the clock down. So if you're Brockway, you're probably going to take a knee going to halftime pretty happy, being up 33-6, but you might see a shot down the field.
Yeah, I mean, would you be surprised? Because I don't think I would be.
I wouldn't be. I'd be playing my safeties back further than what they are.
They're going to go into halftime.
So they are going to take the knee and go into halftime. So that's going to do it for the first half. Brockway leading your Owls 33-6. We'll be back with the CJ Wallace Engineer and Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, WR Case and Sons, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing and Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, Seaworth W. Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallica offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Ryan, this is your CJ Wallace engineer and halftime show. And Bradford started out the game pretty hot. They fake onside kick by Brockway set him up for excellent field position. Good return by Luke Erickson. He had about 30-yard return. Got the ball down to the 20-yard line on the fourth and long. The Owls score, and then it's been all Brockway.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't. Outside of that last drive right there before the half, Bradford's offense was in a really big stalemate. I think they only had, looking at the stats here, I think we only had three plays that were positive between that scoring touchdown and that last drive there for Bradford in the first half. So quite a few drives that were just negative play after negative play, and Brockway was really asserting themselves up front. But the last drive, like you said, they might have been playing a little bit more preventive defense, but against Bradford, I'm not quite sure that that's the way to go. I think if I was Brockway, I would have just stayed super aggressive and got the ball back, because your defense was stopping them as it was. I don't think it would have changed anything. But overall, Bradford down, what, 27 here?
Yep.
Still within striking distance. Not great. You're not coming out of the half in the mercy rule. So you'll have the clock stopping. And Bradford's done some good things. Like we were talking during the break, Andrew Dunham is looking cooler for a wide open walk-in touchdown. And that changes a lot if you go into the half down 33-14 or 13, as opposed to being down 33-6, then you at least get a puncher's chance on the scoreboard. Now you're looking at more of a long shot to claw your way back into this game. But I think the positive momentum that touchdown would have brought would have helped tremendously in the locker room going into the half.
Well, and here's the tough thing. Brockway comes out on offense in the second half.
Exactly.
So you wanted to score here, because Brockway, they still wouldn't be in the mercy rule unless they went for two, because you got to be up 35. So if they do hypothetically come out, score a touchdown, kick the extra point, it's only 40-6, so you're only up 34. So you're not in the mercy rule, which I guess is a win for Bradford, as it has been here this season, right, coming out of halftime in the mercy rule. So this is one of their closer games that they had, with the exception of the Eldred game. But yeah, we a lot of things not going right, and they're kind of fortunate that Brockway really hasn't had the big plays, right? It's all just been Deacon Dunk and just 10-yard chunks out of play. Bradford's not doing a good job of stopping the run. The passing game, it's been hot and cold, so, you know, the first drive, I thought they were playing excellent defense. They just weren't catching breaks. And then after that, just, okay, we're going to run the ball. Here's a pass. Run the ball. Here's a pass. And that's a formula for successful football on the offensive side of the ball for Brockway. And I think they're doing an excellent job of exploiting what Bradford's weakness is. And Bradford's weakness, I would say, is consistency.
No, yeah, 100%. Especially with only having three down defensive linemen and getting gashed the way they are up the middle. Brockway hasn't really needed to have those big plays or have anything happen. Bradford, to their credit, their corners, for the most part, save for the touchdown to the left-hand side here right before the half to Kale, save for that, their corners have actually done a pretty good job, and their linebackers have done a pretty good job of stopping those short passes and not allowing them to break free for bigger gains. But, and that should be a positive that Bradford's talking about, that they're doing a good job with that stuff. But now they got to start winning the battle up front, because if they don't, it's going to be more of the same in the second half.
And it's tough to do that with a kid, Ben Yale, who's just going Aaron Donald on him.
Can you even call him a kid?
I don't know what I can call him. I'm scared of him.
You got... I thought your roster that you had their height and weight, because I would love to see what his size is listed at, because he is a
6'3", 675 pounds. I don't know what he's.
He's just a Hulk.
He's a maniac out there. For the folks listening, I wish you could see this kid, because he is literally one person disrupting everything that Bradford's trying to do. Like he's getting triple teamed. I've seen it a few times. He's getting triple teamed and still winning.
Yeah, I mean he's been a game wrecker for Brockway, and that's a huge benefit when you have a kid that can blow up an offensive game plan like that, where you have to send three people.
So I want to tell you folks how we got to our score of 33-6. So again, as I stated at the start of the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show, there was an onside kick attempt on the opening kickoff by Brockway. Bradford was ready for it. Luke Erickson had the 30-yard return, got it down to the 20. There was a 5-yard penalty that pushed the Owls back to the 25-yard line. It was a 4th and 15, and we had a pass from Andrew Giordano to Fabian Shirk. 25-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was no good. And then after that, like I said, it's been all Brockway. It was a 10-yard run by Weir in the first quarter with 8:30 to go. Extra point was no good. Score was 6-6. And then later on in the first quarter at 4:15 to go, there was a pass to Patton to Winnings. Is that right?
Yes.
A 28-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was good, and that brought the score to Brockway 13-6. Then we started the second quarter, and then there was a 9-yard touchdown run by Weir. The extra point was no good. That brought the score to 19-6. And then there was a 32-yard touchdown pass from Patton to Kale. The extra point was good. That brought the score to 26-6. And then late in the second quarter, there was an 8-yard scramble by Patton. The extra point was up and good, and that brought the score to 33-6. And Brian, my brother, let me know about the stats. Let the folks know.
So, for Bradford stats, we are looking at Logan Kohler has 7 carries for 15 yards.
Okay.
Tommy Langdon has 10 carries for 38 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Fabian Shirk, 3 carries for 13 yards. And in the passing game, which we have been passing, being more aggressive in that sense, we're just injured down, just needs to calm his nerves a little bit, set his feet. He's got 10 pass attempts, 4-10 for 38 yards and a touchdown. The one touchdown going to Fabian Shirk, who got 3 catches for 35 yards and the aforementioned touchdown. And Logan Kohler is the lone receiver with 1 catch and 5 yards. And that is our offensive stats for the game so far for Bradford. So tally it up, which I should have done before, but 66 yards rushing total for Bradford, 38 yards passing for Bradford. So we
are over 100 yards.
Just over 100 yards for the game for Bradford. And Mr. Ware for Brockway is over 100 yards rushing for the day on his own. So we got some work to do offensively and defensively if we want to have a shot at this game. And I know we ran into some people on the way here that traveled all the way down here to watch the game. One of our former GYBL players ran into her, and so there's people that are traveling here from Bradford, obviously parents and things like that, but also siblings and cousins and stuff like that. And it's unfortunate when you travel and have performances that you know you're seeing your team get outplayed, and right. it's a hard thing to do. But credit to Bradford's fans that are here watching, and we're willing to travel with the team. But Bradford's got to come out and play with the heart that they played in the first drive or two, because ever since, it seemed like as soon as Brockway scored, Bradford's heart just kind of dropped out a little bit. And then after every single score, it's like their energy and their confidence, not for everybody, but just as a team and as a whole, it's everything just kind of dropped down a little bit, little by little after each score. And Bradford's got to get that energy back up, get that heart back, get the spirit back, and really try to come out here and make this a game in the second half.
They do, and we'll talk more about the second half as it's homecoming weekend, so we have an extended halftime. So we're going to take a break, and we will be back to gear you up for the second half. This is Bradford Owls football for your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Sports.
Welcome back to your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show on WESB Sports for the Owls. So gearing up for the second half, Ryan, what are some keys to the game? Where does Bradford need to improve on?
Well, you got to win the physicality battle up front. That's first and foremost, because your run game has been stalled out on multiple occasions because that defensive line for Brockway is firing off the ball so quickly and being so physical. Got to figure out a way to block number 57, Ben Yale. First and foremost, you got to get him off his game. But I think if you're Bradford, with that defensive line being so aggressive, I think you can start running some counter plays and telling Andrew Giordano, listen, we need those quick passes to be effective. You need to set your feet, be confident in your throw, and keep your eyes downfield at all, because that's the only way you're going to slow down an aggressive front like that, is by getting those quick plays that pop. But again, you got to have the blocking in order to do that.
You do, and I think, and also I think you, at halftime, you need to, someone on the offensive side of the ball who's ever calling the plays, I think, is Jeff. You have to sit down with Andrew and tell him, like, you got to take a breather when you are in the pocket. Like, you have to set your feet, and that's something that he hasn't done all year, as he is rushing everything. He's getting the snap, and he's trying to get the ball out. I know quick hitting plays, but you still have time to set your feet, swing your hips, get the ball out to where it needs to go, and I think that's why you're seeing Andrew wildly miss on a lot of these throws, especially tonight. It's been very noticeable.
Yeah. When I think you played quarterback in high school. It's playing quarterback when you're trying to hit those receivers. It's all about timing, right? You can't just have the ball snapped and then be thrown off your back foot or anything like that. You gotta allow the play to develop and take your drop, take your step or two, especially if you're out of shotgun. Take your step or two and turn, focus, square your hips up and make a positive throw. Make a good throw. At least give your wide receiver a chance. Because there's been a couple of times where the ball's got batted down, where he could have just pump faked and got the defender in the air. But he seems so antsy to get the ball out of his hands that he's willing to make that throw even if there is a defender in the way, because that's where the ball's supposed to go. If he just calms down and just waits just a second, I think he'd be much better off if he's able to plant his feet, take a breath, and then make a good, solid, confident pass.
Yeah, and again, on the defensive side of the ball, because it's something that we have struggled with all year. You got to find a way to, pressure the quarterback, but pressure the quarterback properly, too. And again, that's something that we talk about, is you got to shoot the gaps.
Yep.
And you got to shoot the correct gaps, because you, again, like I brought it up, is when they're pulling people, you go, if your assignment is the left guard and the left guard pulls, your assignment should be following the left guard, because that, like I said, 9 out of 10 times, that's where the ball's going. And that 10% of the time, it's a counter, and that's where your defensive end has to come in and clean it up. But if you're pulling, you usually have a guy that's should be on defense, filling in your spot, filling in that gap. So yeah. Honestly, football is, and I know it's cliche to say, it's a chess game, and you got to know how to play your pieces properly. And it's something that we haven't and well at this year, really the past 7 years, is we're not good at playing chess right now. We're playing checkers. And I think we gotta get back to the mental part of football. Because football is, I would say, probably 70% mental, 30% talent.
I would agree. You would think so. Bradford's coming out here stretching now, and right now, and I'm just speaking just from strictly a body language and just visual standpoint, there's some kids out there that look checked out already.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been that way all year when you're coming out of halftime. We saw early last week, Red Bank Valley did come out at a halftime last week, a little fired up. Got the ball moving, but then something went wrong and immediately hung their heads. But it is homecoming night for Brockway, and all these girls' dresses now, they remind me of Christmas trees. And I don't know if you can, you can contest to it or not, Ryan.
What's that?
So my fiance is already trying to put up a dang Christmas tree already. Like, it's October 3rd.
Don't let my wife find out about that, because that means she's skipping over Halloween.
My fiance's been ready for Halloween since March.
And now she's already willing to get rid of it for the Christmas tree? Or does she want a spooky Christmas tree?
I don't know what she wants.
Because I could probably get behind a spooky Christmas tree.
I'll just say yes. That's all I can do. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's a smart decision to make.
Yes, ma'am. That's all you can do. And also, shout out to our ladies for letting us do this again. I know we normally say it at the end of the game. We got a little extra time here. So, yeah, shout out to our ladies for letting us do this, staying at home with the kids. This time they do have all 75 kids.
They do.
Between us. We have 5 between me and my fiance, and you guys have 4 between you and your wife.
Yes.
So shout out to Carly and Alicia.
It's 9 kids all in the house.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot.
It's like it's
we have
we could we're, borderline we're too, have our own we're too reality shy, we're, show at this point.
Yeah, and we're also too shy for fielding the whole football team.
Well, I know we're both incapable of doing that at this point in our lives, but
yep.
I'm definitely not adopting. 2 more just for that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I don't know about you, but I'm not. I'm not getting any more. So
no, I'm done. I visited the doctor, and got fixed. So
yeah, I'm. Yep, me too. I am. I'm official. I told my wife I didn't want any more after 32. I'm now 34 as of yesterday. So I am done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Very much done.
And listen, if I had service, I would give you guys updates from around District 9 because I do love to do that. But my phone will not load up any scores. They say 5G is real, and I'm going to call BS on that because I think it's fake. And I think we're going to do it. I think we're done with our kinetic stretching. So we're going to take one last break, and we will be back with a third quarter kickoff. This is Bradford Owls Football and your CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth W. Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stovepipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are 45 seconds left to go in halftime before we do see kickoff. And again, so Brockway, they won the toss, deferred it to the second half, so they are going to come out on offense first, barring any miraculous event. But also, another person I wanted to shout out was Haley McCaster, who gave me the idea to print all these stats off for Max Preps. So shout out to Haley, who's also involved with the Raptors, and I believe she is a Smethport cheerleading head coach, too, for varsity.
She is, for Smethport, yes. She is our youth football program, the Bradford Raptors. She is our VP2. She's the head of our cheerleading program.
She does a lot for the area too. She does. She does, yes, a lot of the cheerleading. I know she just took another coaching gig for Legendary Cheer. Is that what it is? Legendary Cheer.
Yeah, the new program in Bradford. Yep.
So yeah, she's got her, and she's on the Big 30 committee too.
Yeah, and she was also on the CCMFL committee before she decided to step down, which I think was a good choice. She had a lot on her plate, and there was some
Bradford alumni, Haley. So that's why we're talking about her. She's a former high school student at Bradford. Does a lot for the area. So thank you, Haley, for all that you do.
She's young too. She's a pretty recent graduate.
Oh yeah. So Bradford's getting ready for the kickoff. Keyshore, and here's the kick, and it's a good kick. It's going to be returned at the 15-yard line, and he's out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, where he's going to be tackled. And that right there is probably our first candidate for the Love Toyota collision of the game. Tommy Langdon on the kickoff.
That's what I was about to say.
We've been waiting all day. There hasn't been a lot of big hits, if any. And right there, Tommy Langdon with the Roman Reigns spear.
Yeah, Tommy put on a big one. So got to give him a hoo-ah after that.
Hoo-ah. So it'll be first down and 10 for Brockway at their own 42-yard line. And Bradford coming out a little bit of a deeper secondary.
Interesting.
Which, if you're Bradford, you got to be careful for the over-the-middle passes now if you're going to play that deep back. So Patton ready for the snap, and it's going to be a fake handoff. And here's a wide receiver screen. Missed tackle. He's up the 45 to the 50. To the 45, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 40. Where they're going to mark him? I want to say the 43. Yep. No, the 44. So he's going to pick up 15 yards, and just like that, Brockway is into Owls territory, right into the nest.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate because Matt DeCasper read that play really well, got off his block, just wasn't quite strong enough to bring down the receiver for Brockway. It allows that big, big play to start this half.
Twin set for Brockway. Patton ready for the snap, and he's going to play action. Looking to go deep. No one's there. Now he's going to find his man. It should be intercepted. And Shirk just missed it. And good defense by Brockway on the offensive play.
Oh, yeah.
Swat that ball down because Shirk had that all day.
Fabian Shirk has been very impressive in coverage for the most part. He's had a couple mental lapses, but he's still a younger kid. But for the most part, he has played very, very well. And as you can, as we're looking here, Bradford is not a following team. Their corners just stick on their side of the field, and Fabian has that right side of the defense usually locked down pretty tight.
So Rockaway will come out to 2nd and 10 at the Bradford 44-yard line, 43-yard line. Here's a handoff to Weir right up the middle. Perfectly read
there you go, Keyshore.
By Caden Keyshore, and they're going to lose a yard. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 11 for Brockway, and this is where Bradford has struggled on these 3rd and longs all game today. So
the corner is right here. Number one, you need to watch for the handoff. Caden Keyshore needs to be having an eye on the running back. But these corners have to be ready to cover for 5 or 6 seconds, because this is when Patton likes to sit and wait.
So Patton ready for the snap. He's going to drop back. Bradford playing the cover two shell, and here's a pass by Patton, and he's going to hit his man. And that is number 6 for Brockway. That is Himes. So big gain, and he's going to get down at the 1st and goal at the Owls' 2-yard line. So, again, Bradford's 3rd down and long struggles continue here after a beautiful pass by Patton.
Yeah, right there, Colton Miller has a beautiful opportunity to break on that ball and at the very least deflect it, but Colton allows it to get into the body of the receiver. It's unfortunate.
So Patton with the pass. It's a swing pass, and that's going to be a touchdown for Brockway, and so it's a 2-yard touchdown pass for Patton, and that's going to extend Brockway's lead to 39-6 with 10:29 to go here in the 2nd quarter. And Bradford did a good job at reading that play. Brockway receiver wanted him more than the cornerback, which I believe was Shirk on that play.
Okay, Keyshore came over ready to made the tackle, went a little too high, and wasn't quite able to stop the momentum for Brockway.
So Brockway on for the extra point. Here's a snap, and the kick is up, and it's going to be good. So Brockway will extend their lead to 40-6 over your Owls. 10:29 to go here in the 3rd quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So the Owls did have Brockway on a 3rd and long, a 3rd and 11, and a big pass play to Himes, right?
Yes.
To Himes, and about a 50-yard completion got him down to the 2-yard line, and the next play it was a 2-yard dot to Cale Daughtry, and next point was up and good, and that's how we are at 40-6 here at Verichetti Field. And Brockway's getting ready to kick off from their own 40-yard line. So our 3rd quarter contestant for the Toges Touchdown Sweepstakes is Joni Howard. Here's the kick. It's going to be returned by Logan Kohler at the 6-yard line. He's out past the 20, the 25, to the 30. Gets skinny, and he's going to get out to the 30. They'll mark him down at the 38-yard line. So good return, 28-yard return. Or 34-yard return by Logan Kohler.
Would have liked to have seen Logan Kohler bounce that to the right-hand side. All the kick coverage for Brockway all collapsed into the middle. I think he's got enough speed if he would have bounced it off to the right-hand side. I think he might be walking in the end zone right about now.
He might have PTSD from trying to run to the outside the way this game's been going for him.
I mean, possibly.
So, Joni, if the Owls score here, Joni Howard, you are going to win a free value pack meal from Toges Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score here in the 3rd quarter, you're still going to receive the lunch special from Toges Substation. So best of luck to you, Joni Howard. And here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's going to get bottled up immediately. May have gotten a yard, but I think they're going to mark him back at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a 2nd down and 10 for the Owls after a pickup of 0 yards, Ryan Mackey.
Yeah, that quick little basic handoff to Tommy Langdon up the middle. And Brockway's interior defense is just too tough for that right now. They need to get something else going.
So trips right for Bradford, and Andrew Giordano is going to do a swing pass, which is well read by Brockway, but Braylon Austin able to shed a tackle, and he's going to pick up 7 yards. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Owls, And here's another surprising fact. The Owls have struggled on third and short tonight.
Just tonight?
Nope. So it'll be third down and three for Bradford, 9:28 to go. Owls are down 40-6. Motion by Logan Kohler, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon right up the middle. And he's going to get maybe a yard. It's going to bring up a fourth down and two at their own 46-yard line.
Uncharacteristically running east to west or west to east in that in that instance there for Tommy Langdon. Usually he's a downhill runner, likes to get likes going north and south, but oddly runs to the outside. Not quite sure what he saw down the field.
So Bradford going for it here on the fourth down, and here's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Tommy Langdon, and he gets out the midfield, and he's got enough for a first down after the five, after the four-yard pickup. And the chains will move for the Owls, who time is not their friend here. I think you probably have to score quickly every drive and stop Brockway if you want to get back into this game.
Yeah, need to think you need to score here. A turnover would be huge.
So coming out in wing T, Logan Kohler in the motion. He's going to be handed to Logan to the outside, and Brockway read it again very well. Logan may have picked up a yard. It's going to bring up a second. We'll give him second and nine. We'll give him a yard there.
Yeah, that quick little end around. Logan coming up limping a little bit after that end around to the right hand side. But he's a tough kid. He's going to stick out there. But Bradford's got to switch something up here to try to get some big plays.
So we got Fabian Shirk in the motion. He's going to get an outside handoff and bouncing it backwards. Makes a cut. He's out to the 45, and he's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. So Shirk, who initially started running it backwards, was able to turn that into a positive play for about 9 yards. And it's going to bring up a third down and one for the Owls.
Yeah, he got a little nervous there because he has some defenders around him, but did a good job making a guy miss off to the left-hand side closest to us here. And I mean, that was a little spark.
Shirk in the motion again, and it's going to be a handoff right at the middle of Tommy Langdon, who able to break a couple tackles. He's up past the 40, and he's going to pick up just enough for a first down. So the chains move again for the Owls.
It's a tough sled for Tommy Langdon to pick up 2 yards, but
he took a couple shots there, too.
He did.
And able to bounce off of them. One by that Yale kid, too.
Tough kid.
Broke a tackle from Yale.
Oh, yeah.
When Harvard meets Yale, Harvard always wins. Motion by Logan Kohler. And Giordano rolling out to his right, going to take a shot. Nope, and he's going to pass it to Logan Kohler. And Logan doing a bunch of moving around, able to make a few Brockway defenders miss. He's going to pick up 7 yards, and it's going to break up a second down and short. So if you're Bradford, this is what you should have been doing all year.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, this is looked good, and I think Andrew's stats would look a lot better if he was throwing like this in the first half because he looks a little bit more composed now in the second half.
Shirk in the motion, and it's going to be a hand up to Logan Kohler right at the middle, and that's blown up by Brockway. He's going to go for no gain, and it's going to be third down and three for the Owls.
Yeah, again, right there, trying to a little bit of misdirection there for Bradford, but Brockway's defense staying disciplined like they have been all night.
Bradford with a sense of urgency right into the next play. He's going to be a handoff to Tommy Lane to the outside, and he's out to the 35, out to the 30, where he's going to be brought down at the 29-yard line. And I think he has enough for a first down. We're going to see. And I think they're going to mark him short.
Just a touch short from here.
Well, I thought he had it. So fourth down and very short for the Owls. Probably about, what, 6 inches?
Yeah, roughly. Hard to tell from up here when it's less than a yard.
It's not a lot, huh?
But it's not much at all.
No.
Might be like a football length away.
Yeah. So fourth down and short for the Owls, and they like to go shotgun, and here's going to be a handoff keeper by Giordano, and I don't know that he got there. I think he's going to lose a half a yard, and it's going to be a turnover on downs, and Brockway's going to take over at their own 30-yard line. So an excellent stand by the Rovers. And I don't understand the play call there.
No, and that's sort of a distance.
I'm giving it to Thomas Langdon the second.
You don't want all the extra movement involved. You want that to be a very direct north and south direction as opposed to all the trickery.
So Brockway taking over at their own 30-yard line. Patton still in the game for the Rovers. He's going to have twin set. Two to his left, two to his right. Running back to his right. Here's a snap. Hand off right up the middle. And he's going to get up to the 30-yard line. I think we have a new running back into the game for Brockway. That's number two for Brockway. That is, I'm going to say, Xander or Xavier Schwentner. He has seven carries on the season for 10 yards.
Getting a little run in.
Yeah.
Is he a young kid, senior?
I thought he was a junior. He's a junior. Okay. So no gain. It's going to be second down and 10 for Brockway. Patton dropping back the pass. And he has a man wide open, and he's going to catch it at the 35. He's out to the 40. He's going to go out of bounds at the 44-yard line, maybe the 45. And that's going to be good enough for 15 yards, and the chains will move.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what we talked about in the pregame. They love those little dink and dunk passes and allowing that team to run, allowing their playmakers to run for 10 yards at a time.
And Bash is in that quarterback, so Patton out of the game. And Bash with the pass to 17 at the 45. He's going to get out to the 48-yard line. They're going to give him 4 yards on the pickup. It's going to bring up a second down and six. So, yeah, Patton's day looks like it's over, and it looks like we're going to see a lot of the backups in for Brockway.
Yeah, and the offense has not changed hardly at all. So now we got, if you're Bradford here, now's a prime opportunity to make something happen here defensively and try to get a big momentum shifting play.
That was Bash's first completion of the season, too.
According to Max Preps.
Yeah, that was a swing pass right there.
No, I don't think he's throwing a pass all year.
No, he has 3 attempts. And here's a handoff right up the middle. He's to the 45, down to the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Can't see who that was for Brockway.
There's number two.
She's Schwentner. So he'll pick up a good chunk, maybe, 12 yards?
I would say.
So first and 10 at the Owls' 38-yard line. We are playing against Brockway. It looks like they're second string, their JV team. And here's a snap and another handoff to Schwedner. He's out to the 30, to the 25. And he's going to roll over a couple of Owls, and he's going to get down to the 21-yard line. So another good pickup for Schwedner, who has already eclipsed his season total, or has already doubled it here on this drive with 20-plus yards so far carrying the ball this drive.
And he's got some juice in his legs.
Yeah, he does.
He's not scared to make contact or anything.
So first and 10 for Brockway at the Owls' 21-yard line. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Bash dropping back to pass. It's going to hit his receiver at the 20. He's going to get to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, where he's going to be brought down, and that's going to move the chains again. So Bash coming in and looks just like Patton, because I can't tell the difference between the two. They're both looking good.
Picking up right where Patton left off. Like I said, the offense doesn't change. They're not changing anything in terms of what their scheme is, regardless of who's out there. So that just goes to show that they have faith in that offense and what it does.
So first and goal at the Owls' 5-yard line. The clock's ticking, and Brockway looks like they're content letting the play clock run low on every play. We're going to see an offset eye here for Brockway. And here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. Schwentner, and he's going to get in for a touchdown for Brockway. A 5-yard touchdown run by Schwentner. And that's going to extend the Rovers' lead to 46-6, petting the extra point. 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. And, folks, we have entered the mercy rule.
Uncharacteristically missed tackle by Mr. Langdon there. Had a chance to blow that play up in the backfield, and unfortunately he was not able to wrap him up. And then Schwentner just with his back to the goal line, just backing, using his legs and backing in a couple defenders into the goal line with him.
So on for the extra point for Brockway after the 5-yard run by Schwentner. Kick is up, and the kick is good, and that's going to extend the Rovers' lead to 47-6 over your Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw Brockway's second-string team come in against our starters, march the ball down the field, scored a touchdown. I think it was a 5-yard run by Schwentner. And now they will be kicking off again and again. Your Toadies touchdown sweepstakes winner for the third quarter is Joni Howard. If the Owls score here in the third quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you're still going to get the lunch special from Toadies Substation. Best way to enter is to visit either restaurant. You should probably buy something, too, if you're visiting. Don't just visit just to enter to win. Buy something from them. Here's the kick, and it's going to be a pooch kick this time, and that's going to be bobbled by Casper. He's going to return it at the 20, trying to stretch it out, and he just gets lit up by Brockway defender. They're going to mark him down at the 23-yard line, and that's where the Owls will take over. We're going to see if we get our second string in.
Don't believe so. I'm surprised that we didn't see a face mask on them right there.
Probably should have.
Matt DeCasper was grabbing at his face mask, trying to show that he was grabbed, but referees didn't seem to care. But maybe we will get the second string in now that Bradford's wasted a timeout in the third quarter with 2:25 left.
Yeah, it's usually the telltale sign here that we're going to see the backups. And I do see Brady Rosendahl coming onto the field.
Here he comes.
So Bradford does wave the white flag here in the third quarter. And we're going to see our backups versus Brockway's backups. And let's have another chess match of whose JV team's better now.
Well, if it was that offense was any indication, I think we already know the answer. But we'll see what our offense is able to do. These kids usually come in and provide a pretty good spark for us, so we'll see what exactly happens.
All right, so Rosendahl in at quarterback for the Owls. They're going to come out in wing T formation. And we got Gow in the motion. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Bentley Evans, and he's just blown up. Nowhere to go. He's going to lose 3 or 4 yards here. It's going to bring up a second down and long at their own 20-yard line. 2:12 to go here. Owls down 47-6.
Again, there's three defensive linemen for Brockway in the backfield almost immediately upon the handoff. And Bentley Evans, who I believe, if I'm looking at the stats correctly, he's actually leading the team in yards per carry on a nightly basis, but just doesn't get a lot of run because he's on the JV team.
He is not leading the yards per carry. That belongs to Tevin Watkins with 8 yards of carry.
Oh, but that's who I'm thinking of, was Tevin.
And here's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and that's going to be blown up. They're going to lose another yard.
That may have been a fumbled snap by Brady.
And that's going to bring up a third down and 14 for the Owls. A minute 30 to go here. Your Owls down 47-6. Backed up at their own 19-yard line.
I'd like to see if Brady's got some arm on. They got big wide receiver out there, number 6, Max Warner. Kid I know personally from basketball. He's a good athlete.
Related to Kurt Warner?
I do not think so.
Rosendahl had a shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass and shakes out of the pocket. Tries to get some positive yards. He's going to pick up a yard or two, and it's going to bring up a fourth down long, and I think we'll see the Owls punt team come out.
Wonder who their punter is for JV.
I think it's still going to be Tommy.
Think they'll still bring Tommy in?
No, it'll probably be Derek Dixon. Double D. It's not Derek Dixon. Looks like it's going to be Max Gow.
Max Gow.
So Max Gow back on the punt. So Double D kicks for his the kickoffs for the Owls. Yep. Max Gale, the punter for the JV team. So here's the snap. The punt's up, and the punt is going to bounce at the 48-yard line. Brockway is going to say, we're not touching that. And Brockway is going to take over at their own 49-yard line. That's where we'll get our second look at the Brockway JV team. 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So, Joni, barring any miracle here in 17 seconds, you're still going to be a Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. Looks like you are going to win a lunch special from Toji's Substation. So congratulations, Joni, and we'll get into our fourth quarter contestant when the fourth quarter starts. We are in the mercy rule, so the clock will stay rolling.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Because it looks to me like Brockway's starting off at the line is still in the game.
No, they're just that big.
Well, no, Ben Yale's out there.
Oh, is he?
For Brockway.
He's probably trying to get some highlight tape for recruiting. And that's going to do it here for the third quarter. Brockway 47, Bradford 6. We'll be back with fourth quarter action. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your fourth quarter. Owls down 47-6, visiting Brockway at Varsity Field. Brockway is a first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Here's going to be a handoff right at the middle pass to 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30, to the 26-yard line. Bradford trying to punch the ball out, and a big run, a pickup of almost 25 yards for Brockway. And that's be good enough for a first down, clearly, by Brockway. And our fourth quarter contestant for the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Karina Wood. Karina Wood, if the Owls score in the fourth quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you're still the winner, Miss Wood. You're going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
That seems rigged.
No, it's all done by random. Here's going to be the snap for Bash, and he's looking for a receiver. No one, and he's going to throw right across the middle. Throws behind the receiver. It's going to fall incomplete. It's going to bring up a second down and 10. Again, Brockway at the Owls' 27-yard line. The clock should still be rolling because...
No, there's a flag on the play.
Oh, there's a flag on the play.
The sideline referee threw the flag about 90 feet in the air.
Oh, did he? Was it a good throw?
It was a good throw. It went straight up.
An ineligible receiver by Brockway. And that's what's tough, too, when you have all that time to throw is having... two ineligible receivers because they want to keep moving forward.
Having your offensive linemen stay where they need to be.
So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. It's going to be second and 15 for Brockway. And Bash, ready for the snap. Handoff right up the middle again. He's out to the 25, down to the 20. Still on his feet, down to the 5-yard line, and he's going to get brought down at the Owls' 2-yard line. So Brockway, or they're going to mark him down at the 1-yard line. So Brockway, 1 yard away from yet another touchdown.
Bentley Evans doing a good job not giving up on the play there, but again, if this is the JV offensive line for Brockway, that is a huge JV offensive line because they don't look much different than their varsity.
So Bash ready for the snap. So they're going to mark him down at the 3-yard line. And Bash dropping back to pass, looking for his receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. We'll bring up second and goal at the Owls' 3-yard line.
Went right through the hands of 24 for Brockway, and he looks a little disappointed that he dropped that. I think he wanted to score. I think he got his eyes upfield a little bit too soon. Got to bring that in, young man.
That's going to be eating at him all weekend, too.
No, it will be. It's definitely going to be brought up today after the game or this weekend at some point with his buddies. Oh,
yeah. Remember when he dropped that pass wide open? So Bash Redding, he's going to drop back deep looking for a receiver, and he's going to roll it to his left and looking for the receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete again. I think Bash probably could have kept that.
No, especially if he goes for the pylon.
So third down and goal at the Owls' three-yard line now.
Yeah, Bash is a tall, lankier kid. Looks like he's got some pretty good wheels on him. I think he could have outran the Owls defender and got to the pylon there for a touchdown, but good thing for the Owls. Yeah.
And here's a snap, and here's going to be handoff right at the middle for 15, and he's going to go in untouched. Penalty flag on the field. A couple Owls laying on the ground close to Brockway player, so this might be coming back.
That is literally number 59 for Brockway, just pancaked two people.
Yeah. Looks like it's going to be illegal. Because Brockway is moving backwards. The refs are indicating that it is going to be a penalty. Personal foul. Chop block. So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty against the Rovers. Or what do they call it? I don't know what chop block is in PIAA. Should probably know that. Because personal foul should be 15, right?
Yeah, no, it's 15 yards.
That's what I thought.
But it sounded like you said it'll be fourth down. It's not a loss of down, too.
It should be a loss of down. Third down. So that's going to back Brockway up to...
I could have sworn the referee said fourth down, but it is third and 15.
So third and 15, clock still rolling because we are in mercy rule. And Brockway, if you got a good play here, probably want to dial it up. Probably got two shots here at the end zone. Being this deep, so they are at the Bradford 15-yard line. Bash dropping back to pass, looking for a receiver, rolling out to his left. Has a man wide open in the end zone. A beautiful pass by Bash. And Brockway will score again with the score going 53 Brockway. 6 for the Owls, 8:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. And I want to talk about the composure of Bash because didn't rush it, took his time in the pocket, found the open receiver, and just zipped it in there.
Yeah, that's number 14 for Bradford in coverage, Richard Youngs. And he had good coverage initially, but again, really hard to stay in coverage for that amount of time when you're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. But it was good coverage initially. He just broke down after 5 or 6 seconds.
These referees are having a hard time here with the mercy rule. Now we're going to get a penalty flag. We're going to see what the penalty flag is. Okay, infringement. That's a tough penalty, and I'll tell you why. Because Brockway wasn't even set. So if you ever get called for an encroachment when the other team's not set, you know that you are really messed up. You have messed up bad.
Yeah, that's tough.
So here's the kick. And the kick's going to be good. And Brockway's going to extend their lead 54-6. 8:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 15-yard completion from Bash to, I don't know who it was, the receiver, but nonetheless, touchdown. Extra point was up and good, and that brings the score. Brockway 54, Bradford 6. 8:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, we are in the mercy rule, so the clock does not stop unless for turnovers, touchdowns, or penalties. And here, botched snap by Keenan Miller, and he's going to be brought down at the 17-yard line, and that's where Bradford will take over.
Yeah, so now for even for Bradford's second unit, you're trying to get some positive momentum now going too as well, because first drive did not go according to plan for them. A team that usually comes in and brings a spark and usually gets us a touchdown or two at the end of the game, so they would be in unfamiliar territory if they're unable to do so.
All right, so wing T again for the Owls. We got Keenan Miller in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Keenan Miller, who is going to get out past the 25, out to the 27-yard line. He'll pick up 7 yards, and it's going to bring up a second down and three for the Owls.
Yeah, good job up the middle there by Keenan making a couple guys miss. And he hasn't gotten a whole lot of run this year, but he tries to make the most of his opportunities. He's been elusive. He's had an opportunity.
All right, so we have motion again, and here's going to be a handoff right up the middle, out past the first down. He's going to get out to the 33-yard line, maybe the 32. This will be good enough for an Owls first down. I couldn't see who was on the carry. 21.
That's Bentley Evans.
So Bentley Evans with the first down carry. He picks up 4 yards. The chains keep moving. We're just under 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Bentley turned his yard per carry there.
He did. Don't forget, we'll see Tevin Watkins here too with the JV team. And here we got motion again, and here's a handoff to Max Gow, who finds an opening, and he breaks the tackle. He's out past the 40, out to the 42, to the 43-yard line. He picks up 11 yards, and that is good enough for an Owls first down.
A little explosive run from Max. He should be getting a little bit more confidence as he's gotten some playing time, even with the starters for varsity. He should be, at this point in the season, he should be running with some confidence, knowing what he's doing out there. And seemed like he did there, run up the middle, made a man miss at the first level, and then gets brought down to the first down marker. But good run by him.
All right, so Bradford wing T, Keenan Miller in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Keenan. He's out to the 40, to the 45-yard line, out past to the 50, where he's going to be met. And not going down easily. Powell's still moving. I think they're going to mark him down at the 48-yard line in the Brockway territory. So a very inspired run by Keenan Miller. Picks up 8 yards. It's going to be a second and two for the Owls.
Yeah, and really, really good job there by Keenan to keep his feet moving. Check.
So it'll be a second down and one for the Owls. And Bradford coming out. We got a handoff right up the middle, and he's going to pick up 6 yards, maybe 7 yards, and this will be good enough for a first down. The Owls down to the Brockway 42-yard line.
Yeah, really good run up the middle there. But that's 21 Bentley Evans again. Good enough to pick up the first down right up the middle, and now Bradford's offense is starting to find their rhythm a little bit against this second unit for Brockway.
Brady Rosendahl looking composed out there too, being a freshman quarterback.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Seeing his second action here in varsity, and here's going to be a handoff right up the middle again to Bentley Evans. He gets to the 40, the 41 actually, and they're going to give him a yard, so it'll be second and nine for the Owls.
That's a quick whistle right there, ref.
I think the refs are just trying to get out of here.
Well, the clock runs no matter what, so why not just let the play run? Because he was starting to move that pile a little bit, and then they blew the whistle dead.
Player safety, that's what they'll tell you.
No, I 100% agree with that, but it's football.
It is football. Again, yeah. Karina Wood, you are our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner for the fourth quarter. If they outscore here, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, still get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. Keenan Miller in motion again for the Owls, and here's going to be a handoff. It's fumbled, recovered by Brockway, and the defender out to the 50-yard line. So uncharacteristic fumble by Bentley Evans.
I think that one was going to Max.
Was that Max Gow?
Yeah.
Well, he knows better. They all know better.
Well, I think what happened was I think Max was expecting a handoff, and Brady pitched it a little bit. He kind of tossed it at him a little bit. I don't think he was expecting the toss. He hit him right in the chest, and then it just hit the ground. So I don't think Max was expecting the toss. I think that was supposed to be a handoff. So unfortunate for the JV team. They're starting to drive down the field. Also unfortunate for Karina because she may not get another chance.
She might not. There's 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and Brockway probably one first down seals it. So Bash ready for the snap, and here's a handoff right up the middle. He's up past the 45 to the 40, to the 35 to the 30, down to the 25-yard line. He's wrangled down by number 14. Youngs, I believe.
Yep.
And big gain by 15, who 15 on my roster, that is Logan. And he is probably nearing almost 70 yards rushing already.
Oh, yeah. He's quick, too.
He's quick. So that's going to be a name to watch here for Brockway. He's only a sophomore.
He's got some juice in his legs.
He's got happy feet. Basketball, you don't want happy feet. Football, you do want happy feet. Am I correct on that?
That is an accurate statement, yes.
All right, so Bash with the snap. It's going to be a handoff again to him, and here's right up the middle, finding space. He does a good job of getting skinny, and he's going to break it in for a touchdown. That is a 25-yard run by Mr. Logan, and I believe that's probably going to put him over 100 yards for the game.
I believe so.
Off of a couple drives, and that's going to extend the Rovers' lead to 60-6 over the Owls with 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right there, right up the middle. Bradford's JV team does a poor job tackling. There's a couple of defenders in the area. Like you said, Logan getting skinny, getting small in that tight space there, and then just using acceleration, exploding through the hole, and scoring a touchdown. Tough run by him.
So Brockway on for the extra point. Here's the snap. Kicks up. Kick is good, and that's going to extend Brockway's lead to 61-6 over the Owls. 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the game. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw, I don't know what his first name is, but his last name is Logan. And he's just been carving up our second string defense. So he punches it in for a 25-yard touchdown run, and that extends the score. Brockway 61, the Owls 6. His name is Skylar Logan. I think he's a wrestler too. I do remember that name from wrestling, so. So, yeah, he looks super good. Only a sophomore. And Brockway's going to kick the ball off. Again, the Owls have 2 minutes and 23 seconds to make your hope and dreams come true, Karina Wood. And getting a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Here's the kickoff by Brockway. It's a good boot, and I hear whistles.
Long dead.
And we're going to see what the penalty flag is.
False start on the kicking team.
All right, so can't run until the ball's kicked. So that's going to back him up 5 yards. So it's offsides on the kicking team. So they're going to have to kick it off from their own 35-yard line now.
All right, run Logan Kohler out there real quick. Just see what he can do.
I would put him
He's
out here right now.
This one.
Why not? Any plans tonight, Ryan?
Sleep.
Not a boy.
Actually, I kind of want to play some Call of Duty, if you're if I'm being honest.
Now, here's the kickoff by Brockway. This time, returned by Keenan Miller at the 26-yard line. He's out past the 35, and he gets blown up by number 9. And that is weird. Keenan Miller on the receiving end of a You Got Jacked Up segment.
Yeah, he got hit hard.
And for folks who don't know, that is my nephew, and he's going to hear about that one shortly. On the bus ride home, he's going to get a text message from me. Because he got his clock clean there. So good for him.
That was a big hit.
Yep. So Bradford's going to take over at their own 35-yard line. Again, Karina Wood, fourth quarter contestants for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. If they score here, you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Best way to enter is to visit both locations. Here's a handoff to Bentley Evans right up the middle. He's out past the 35 to the 37-yard line. He'll pick up 2 yards. We'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Owls.
Good job by Bentley Evans. They're holding on to that football. I thought it was going to come out. Up on one leg, and the ball is getting ripped out. But again, same thing for Bradford's JV team. Their offense has not changed much from our varsity team, and just a status quo hand up the middle off the motion, and Brockway's second string slowly catching on to that as well.
So second down. An 8 play for the Owls. Keaton Miller in the motion, and Brady Rosendahl dropping back to pass, and he's got a receiver. That was a beautiful pass to Bentley Evans, just overthrew him. And you're pointing on the field. Tell me what you see, Ryan.
I saw Max Gow running by himself at the 50-yard line. I think if Brady would have set his feet and looked downfield a little bit, I think Max is a quick little guy. If he's able to put that ball in the right spot, he might be scoring a touchdown, or at least having the biggest gain of the day for Bradford. But nonetheless, Brady not really looking in that direction, just had his eyes set on Keenan.
William the Bill Newman is in that receiver for the Owls. We're just under 35 seconds here. We got motion. We're going to get a penalty. No penalty flag. The referees chose not to call it. I saw about 3 guys jump off, and
pretty blatant there.
That is Bentley Evans, I believe, on the carry. He's going to go for about 3 yards. It's going to be 4th down and 6, and that should do it for the game. Looks like Bradford's going to walk it off the field. So that's going to conclude your ball game. Bradford falls to the Brockway Rovers by a score of 61-6. Brockway scores 61 unanswered points. We'll be back with our post-game show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.0 Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is an attractive life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. I'm to provide you with the to make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-39.
When you need help on flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's
Bud's got your back 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Your Bradford Owls fall to the Brockway Rovers by a score of 61-6. And mainly a large part to not good football around in all three aspects of the game. The Owls were led by Fabian Chirk, who opened the game up with a 25-yard touchdown reception by Andrew Giordano on a 4th and 15. And then after that, it was really all Brockway.
Yeah, I mean, complete and utter domination up front in the trenches for Brockway, and that was really the biggest difference of the game is Bradford not being able to get anything going offensively because of it, and Bradford not being able to stop anything offensively because of it, because they were just opening massive gaps for the running backs, allowing Patton and Bash to just sit in the pocket, make whatever throw they wanted. So, that's the story of the game is just the trenches. The trenches battle was severely dominated by Brockway.
So Bradford's going to fall to 1-6 on the season, while Brockway moves to 5-2. And next week doesn't get any easier because we take the trip down to Clarion to take on your runner-ups from the 2A division and PIAA Central Clarion, the Wildcats.
A team that shut out this same Brockway team 30-0 just a couple weeks ago. So, does not get much easier than doesn't get much easier next week.
It sure doesn't. So, scoring drive. So, we started the game off. Brockway tried to attempt an onside kick. It went right into Luke Erickson's hand. He returned it for 30 yards, got it down to the 20-yard line. There was a 5-yard penalty after a couple stalled plays. Eventually, it was Andrew Giordano who scored. It was Andrew Giordano who threw a pass to Fabian Chirk for 25 yards. The Owls go up 6-0. The extra point was no good. And then this is kind of where the landslide started. There was a 10-yard run by Weir from Brockway on the following drive. Extra point was no good. The score was 6-6. And then Aiden Patton to Winnings, a 28-yard pass. Extra point was good that time. That brought the score to 13-6. That was the first quarter. Starting the second quarter, Brockway scored on a 9-yard touchdown run by Weir. Extra point was no good. The score was 19-6. Another three and out by the Owls. Brockway comes out. They score on a 33-yard touchdown pass from Patton to Kale. That brought the score to 26-6 after the extra point was successful. And then to close out the first half, 8-yard scramble by Aiden Patton brought the score to 33-6 after the extra point was good. And then the third quarter, a 2-yard touchdown pass from Patton to Daughtry. Extra point was good. That brought the score to 40-6. And then a 5-yard touchdown run. This is when the second string came in against our starters. A 5-yard run by Schwendler. Extra point was good. That brought the score to 47-6. And then in the fourth quarter, playing against our JV team, a 15-yard touchdown pass from Bash to unknown receiver because we didn't see the receiver. Extra point was good. That brought the score to 54-6. And then to close the game out was a 25-yard run by Skylar Logan to bring the score to 60-6. Extra point was good, and that's how we got to our final score. Brockway 61, Bradford 6. And Mr. Mackey, you want to give us some stats for the day?
So in total, Bradford runs the ball 38 times.
Yep.
For 124 total yards, only averaging 3.3 yards a carry. Led by Tommy Langdon's 15 carries for 46 yards. Logan Kohler, very inefficient, 9 for 17. And then we have a couple, 4 for 22 from Shirk, and then there's a couple here and there for JV guys at the end of the game there. Passing-wise, Andrew Giordano goes 6 for 12 for 52 yards and a touchdown. Logan Kohler, 2 for 12 yards receiving. Brilliant Austin catches 1 for 7. And then Fabian Shirk has an aforementioned touchdown, 3 for 35 yards, all in the first half.
All right. Million-dollar question. Who is our Love Toyota Collision player of the game?
Oh, it's got to be Tommy's hit on the kickoff return, right?
Oh, he jacked him up.
Yeah, 100%.
He jacked him up, and I think that we're probably both in agreement again because of the only touchdown here on the board. Not a lot of good stats here, but I think we're going to give the Model TN MVP player of the game to Fabian Shirk. He scored the Owls' lone touchdown.
And played well defensively.
He did play extremely well defensively.
At the corner, he played very
had
well.
Had a couple pass breakups that would have been huge for Brockway.
Easily could have been interceptions.
So congratulations to Tommy Langdon for our Love Toyota collision in the game and Fabian Shirk for your Model TN MVP player of the game. The Owls, again, we do visit Central Clarion next Friday. We'll go live on air around 6:45 p.m. with your pregame show. Ryan, any final thoughts that you want to add?
Nope. Just if you're listening, driving home, be careful driving home. Get home safe, especially people driving to Bradford. Thank you to Igor and Nick Youngs in the booth for allowing us to do this and being great with us and on every game day. Every day they're always great. So, and thank you, Cam, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everybody just have a good night and get home safe.
All right, so for my producer at the studio, Nick Youngs, my partner in crime, my color commentator, Ryan Mackey, on behalf of WESB Sports, again, let me remind you, the Owls lost 61-6. On behalf of WESB Sports, I'm Cam Snodgrass, and this has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.